This is a recording of Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath for Sunday, October 25th, 2015. Retirement Protection Radio can be heard every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. here on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL News at 10. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. The Marine Corps Marathon turns 40 this weekend with tens of thousands of runners pounding the pavement.
It's about dreams.
Marine Corps Marathon Coordinator Rick Nealis says as they run the 26.2 miles,
these people are dreaming about that finish medal and be able to call themselves for the rest of their lives marathon finishers.
And as they near the end, out of breath and exhausted, they need to give themselves one more big push.
One of the legends of Marine Corps Marathon is that we're the only marathon that makes people finish on a hill. So you really do earn that finisher's medal.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And the marathon route itself snakes through Roslyn, crosses the Key Bridge into Georgetown, goes up, then back down Rock Creek Parkway, down Haynes Point, takes a lap around the National Mall, then over the 14th Street Bridge in the HOV lanes, goes through Crystal City, then ends near the Pentagon. Some roads start opening up late morning. Others are staying closed through the afternoon. There's a full list of road closures on the race's website. That's marinemarathon.com. Oklahoma State University this morning is in mourning.
This car just went in through the crowd, just burst into the crowd.
Four people were killed when a woman plowed her car into a crowd of people at the college's homecoming parade. 25-year-old Adesha Chambers is being charged with DUI.
A crash reconstruction team now trying to figure out exactly what happened and asking for anyone with video or information to come forward.
Correspondent Sarah Ganim says more charges are likely going to be coming when Chambers appears in court tomorrow. What's left of Tropical Storm Patricia continues, pounding the Gulf Coast region with rain.
The National Weather Service now adding additional states along the Gulf Coast region that can expect heavy showers. We've known about the coastal flood warning for Texas and Louisiana. We're now picking up Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida coastal communities with the potential today to see 6+ inches of rain. I'm meteorologist John Trout.
A big event for Democrats running for president last night at the Jefferson Jackson Dinner in Des Moines, where Hillary Clinton had tough words for Republicans.
Republicans say, I'm playing the gender card.
Well, if talking about equal pay, paid family leave, affordable child care, and women's health is playing the gender card, deal me in.
And Martin O'Malley had tough words for one Republican in particular.
To that immigrant bashing, carnival barker, Donald Trump, let us stand together and say that the enduring symbol of our nation is not the barbed wire fence. It is the Statue of Liberty.
That dinner's viewed as an important turning point. Back in 2008, many saw it as the moment that then-Senator Obama started capturing big attention. And Donald Trump says he's perplexed by Ben Carson's recent surge in Iowa polls.
I like Ben, but he cannot do with trade like I do with trade. He can't do with a lot of things like I do. So we'll just have to see what happens.
He's on CNN's State of the Union. Trump has repeatedly said Carson was too low energy. But on Fox News Sunday, Ben Carson says not to expect anything different.
Well, he is who he is. I don't think that that's going to change. And I am who I am. That's not going to change either.
D.C. is agreeing to pay city firefighters $45 million in back overtime. The settlement signed by city leaders and the firefighters union this weekend ends a lawsuit that's stretched over 14 years. Most of the settlement will be paid out by the end of the year. The city says money's coming from surplus revenue. We'll get you the latest traffic and weather coming up next.
Everybody talks.
Washington's Drive at 5. Weekday afternoons.
Are you okay with that?
I'm sorry. I don't have a problem with that.
More than just headlines.
Now that's a really interesting point that you make.
I do appreciate the back and forth, especially with someone that doesn't agree.
Today's top stories, breaking news, and traffic and weather first on the 5.
That's awesome.
Washington's Drive at 5 on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
At TIAA Cref, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
At 10:05 now, go back out to those soggy roads with Dave Michaels in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A couple of new problems cropping up here in the northern portion of these are both going to be on the outer loop eastbound. One is going to be eastbound right at Connecticut Avenue. Watch for that delay. It's off to the right shoulder. The other one's just before that at Georgia Avenue. That now has been moved off to the right shoulder and still causing slowdowns through that area. Also, the Marine Marathon is still going on at this point. Watch for barricades, and you'll see about 30,000 runners going on until about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Now, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The on and off rain continues through around noon today, otherwise mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. We're back down to the mid-40s tonight. For tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, partly cloudy skies. Overcast on Tuesday, highs only in the upper 50s. Right now, 56 degrees in Centerville, 55 in Damascus. We're at 57 degrees here in the district. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. When it comes to retirement planning, Larry Spoth has two basic rules.
Rule number one,
never lose money.
Rule number two,
don't forget rule number one.
Okay.
Now is the time to put your retirement money to work for you
by avoiding taxes while preparing for rising health care costs,
inflation,
and market volatility.
I'll do it.
Visit Larry Spoth at RetirementProtectionRadio.com or call today for your free personal appointment, 800-611-1952. And now, Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. My name is Michelle Wright. You're listening to 105.9 FM WMAL. Thank you for taking some time out of your very busy weekend schedule to join us here. We really appreciate it. Let me go ahead and give you the phone number so you can reach us. It's 800-611-1952 on the web, retirementprotectionradio.com. Feel free to shoot Larry an email, Larry@retirementprotectionradio.com. And we have got one heck of a show in store for you today. But before we get to any of that, I want to say hello to you, Larry. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Michelle. Thanks for asking. I hope you're doing well as well. You know, Michelle, we know winter is close out here in the, I don't know what we would call ourselves, northeastern sort of.
Yes.
But, you know, we're out last week and I'm scraping my window already. I got to get up early, bring my daughter to school, and there was ice on the windshield.
It's
little
too
bit of
soon.
Frost, little bit of frost on the pumpkin, right?
Too soon. So,
but, too soon. But we hope there's no frost, to coin that term, on your retirement account. So today, we're going to talk about Social Security, taxes, Obamacare-related costs, and how these taxes might affect your retirement. And we're also going to teach you how to offset those losses. Losses meaning tax increases. So if you get my point there, it's sometimes complicated, but we'll dive into it. How does that sound, Michelle?
That sounds like a great plan, because all of these things are very, very important as we go ahead and plan for the future and really figure out what we're going to do once we do stop working, and we can kind of wait for the sun to melt all that frost down before we have to go run out and do a bunch of errands and head to work. So, you know what's interesting? Speaking of Social Security, it's only happened twice in the last 40 years. But you know what? It's happening in 2016. There'll be no raise for folks who receive Social Security. So, Larry, what's the reason that the government decided not to up the benefit? And if prices continue to go up, how do we account for that in retirement?
You need to have guaranteed increases in income already set in place for yourself as you go through retirement. So we'll come back and touch on that in a second here. But by law, the annual cost of living adjustment, or COLA as we know it, is based on a government measure of inflation, which is being dragged down by lower prices at the pump, et cetera. So the government is scheduled to announce the COLA, or lack of one, on Thursday when it releases the consumer price index for September. So way back, Congress enacted automatic increases for Social Security beneficiaries. That was back in 1975 when inflation was high and there was a lot of pressure to regularly raise benefits. Since then, increases have averaged 4% per year. So if you don't get an increase this year, and if other costs in your life are going up, like health care, taxes, you know, Obamacare issues, if those things are pushing up your costs of living, there is a way to give yourself a raise, but you have to plan now. So for some people listening, it might be too late. But when we get down and dig into some of these increased costs in life, like taxes, let's touch on a couple of those, Michelle, and then I'm going to show you how to fix that problem. Is that good?
That sounds great.
Okay, so there are many disguised taxes out there, and some of them are in the form of phase-out rules. Mm-hmm. So those of us that still have children young enough, if you're making enough money, for example, the child tax credit gets phased out. Now, some of us listening, you know, our children have grown up and gone away, but there are many different tax breaks that you used to have. Maybe you paid off your mortgage, or maybe your mortgage deduction got phased out. So if that tax break got phased out, you feel that increase in your overall take-home money or cost of living, if you see what I'm saying.
Right.
Then there's another one. It's called forced taxation of retirement accounts. That's called required minimum distributions. And we're going to touch on that in a more significant way later in the program today. And I'm going to show the listeners how to offset required minimum distributions and beat the RMD problem, so to speak. So that's an increase in your taxation if you're facing RMDs.
Right.
Then there's another one that people don't really maybe know about or maybe don't know the full ramifications. And I'll just highlight a little bit of it here. It's called the net investment income tax. So, for example, the Obamacare legislation added 3.8% Medicare surtax on net investment income. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so the IRS calls the surtax the net investment income tax, or NIIT tax. I call it the nitwit tax. How does that sound? But it taxes gains on dividends, interest, rents, royalties, profits from passive business ownership, even profits from home sales. And so people don't know that there.
Right.
So what you got to do is make sure that you've got increases in income set in place for the future. So how do you do that? And we talk about it a little bit every week, but sometimes maybe the reasons why we do this kind of get pushed off onto the side a little bit. So those are some of the reasons, and here's a solution. So let's say you got an IRA or a 401k or TSP or maybe even lazy money, we call it, sitting in the bank. And you want to set in place guaranteed increasing income at different points along your life as you grow older. So here's an example of an income rider, Michelle. And an income rider is designed specifically to maximize your income and have that income pay you out for life. Mm. But here's a key phrase, Michelle.
Okay.
Without annuitizing your money.
Right. Because a lot of times when people hear annuitize, they want nothing to do with it because that means you lose control of your money.
That's exactly right. So if somebody wants to annuitize your money, run for the hills, right?
Right.
So here's an example. Let's touch on it. Let me back up, okay?
Okay.
If you annuitize your money, let's pretend you had $400,000 and you and your wife annuitized it. That means the insurance company would pay you that income for life.
Right.
But when you both died, the insurance company keeps anything left over. I don't like that idea, do you?
No, not at all.
Let's say you annuitized $400,000 and maybe a year later your car broke down and your air conditioner blew up on this, or your heat pump stopped working, right? So it's getting cold out. And you wanted to dip into your $400,000 and get a little extra money out. You can't because you annuitized it.
Right.
So never annuitize money. Let's say you annuitized $400,000 and you and your wife went out and got in a horrible car wreck and died. Guess what? Insurance company keeps it. So we never annuitize money. And those are some of the old school problems with annuities. And when we talk about these hybrid annuities, Michelle, these are some of the problems that we've solved. So now let me go back into what I was originally going to say, developing increasing and lifetime income streams, and set some of those in place for later in life so you can get a raise to offset the the taxes and the Obamacare and all these things. So let's say you had $400,000 and you were age 61.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm going to get you a 10% match from a legal reserve insurance company. 10% match, Michelle. And then that gain is locked in. And then your income rider is going to grow at 7%. So you started with $400,000
mm-hmm.
and you roll up to age 70. Your value contractually guaranteed by the insurance company is $865,000. That's 116% gain in a no-risk environment.
Yeah.
Anyone interested in 116% gain in a no-risk environment on an income rider that's going to maximize your income, raise your hand.
Yes.
Right?
Unless you're driving.
Unless you're driving, well, then steer with your knees.
Right.
But everybody raised their hand.
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't want that?
Right.
Everybody does, but they just don't know it exists. So in that example, that $865,000 value would create an income of $48,000 per year. So why is that important? Maybe that's part of your base income.
Mm-hmm.
But so you have other assets, and if you do, you can break into separate annuity accounts, income rider accounts. We're talking about the hybrid annuities now. Again, we're not annuitizing. We're just going to use these income riders because, again, you can turn them on, you can turn them off, your children inherit it. None of those bad things are there. But so you break the assets into some other smaller pieces so that later on in life, you can turn on additional income. So here's an example, and I've given this example before, but it's a great one,
mm-hmm.
and it's a real life example. Okay, so this is what I do all day long for people. And I'm just going to simplify it and not explain where all of his assets came from.
Okay.
But this gentleman wanted to retire with $96,000 a year as income. And mm-hmm. he felt, him and his wife, that if he had that, based on his debt structure, he would be fine. He would have enough money to enjoy retirement and do their things, their hobbies they want to do. But he was 5 years away from retirement. And because we have the income rider that grows at a contractual rate with the 10% match, like I just illustrated for you,
mm-hmm.
we now know what his guaranteed income is going to be for life. And that was inclusive of his Social Security and his pensions. So his guaranteed income, he wanted 96, but we gave him 107,000.
Wow.
So now his income is guaranteed for $107,000 a year. Now, if you get a Social Security increase somewhere down the road, bully for you,
mm-hmm.
right? But we can't count on him, right? We know that. So we set in place for this gentleman and his wife four different separate income riders on separate hybrid annuities so that if he needed to, at any point in time, he can give himself an increase. But here's how the plan laid out if he turned them on in these specific years. So he started out with $107,000. Then at age 68, he got an increase because he turned on more income. He got an increase to $114,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turned on another one at age 71. And he got an increase to $132,000. And then at 74, if he turned on the other one, he'd get an increase to $149,000. And then at age 77, he had another smaller one we put in place, but it kept on growing at a fixed growth rate. And it had an increasing distribution rate. This is how the income riders work. This is what we teach people when they come in. So his income went from $149,000 to $178,000 a year. Michelle, that is a retirement income plan, but with guarantees behind it from a legal reserve insurance company. So a lot of people say, but Larry, you know, I have my investments and they should provide plenty of income and I can probably increase it. Look, let's get should mm-hmm. and let's get probably out of your equation and let's insert the word guaranteed by a legal reserve insurance company. Okay, let's take the risk out of your retirement so that when our friends up there in the government stratosphere who are working very, very hard to help us out in retirement, right?
Right.
When they come in with the, like I call it, the nitwit tax or the extra Obamacare taxes or we don't get a Social Security increase, you have to own your own economy. You have to own your retirement nowadays. So my parents who had a set pension from the government way back when, they're set.
Mm-hmm.
But times have changed. And so at age 50, at age 59 and a half, at age 60, 60 is when you start planning for RMDs, required minimum distributions.
Mm-hmm.
I have people come in all the time at 70, 71, 75 trying to fix the problem, and we can fix it. But if you plan early,
right.
My goodness, the outcome is dramatically different and positive for you.
It's like that old adage, like an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure.
You're going to be a good mother someday,
right?
Michelle.
Thank you, you very
see,
much.
You're welcome. But did you see how we use that income rider to set up a guaranteed income plan and take the risk out of retirement? Did you see how I did that?
Yes. If you want to see how that can work for your specific scenario, give Larry a call, 800-611-1952. That's the phone number. 800-611-1952. Stay tuned, because coming up next on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoff, how do you fix your economy? We're going to continue that conversation.
...105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
There's an old saying, a goal without a plan is nothing more than a wish. If one of your goals is a comfortable retirement, it's going to take more than just wishing to make it happen. Fortunately, Larry Spoff and the team at Retirement Protection Solutions can help. One of the biggest fears people have about retirement is outliving their assets. But Larry can show you how to set up a stream of income that'll continue through your retirement years. He'll customize a strategy to help you achieve the kind of retirement you deserve. Instead of just wishing, why not take the first step to actually making something happen? Call Larry today at 800-611-1952 and schedule a complimentary retirement review. That's 800-611-1952. Or visit retirementprotectionsolutions.com. And don't forget to join Larry Sunday mornings at 10 for Retirement Protection Radio, right here on WMAL. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
Built for business. Comcast Business is offering 25 megabits per second internet from $69.95 a month. That means if you're still using slow DSL from the phone company, you have a decision to make. Do you switch to Comcast Business and get more speed for faster downloads, or stick with slow DSL and watch your business stutter from slow speeds? Do you get internet that stays fast when other people are online, or keep using slow DSL and have your employees struggle with lag time? The choice is yours. Switch to Comcast Business and get 25 megabits per second of fast, reliable internet from just $69.95 a month. Or stick with slow DSL and get slower speeds and more downtime at work. Make the smarter choice. Ditch slow DSL and switch today. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 12/31/15. Restrictions apply. 2-year contract and subscription to Comcast Business Voice and Business TV required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my 3-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-795-5658 now to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-795-5658 and you'll also get free tickets to a training workshop that includes a free meal, a smartphone watch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-795-5658. That's 800-795-5658. Call now.
If you're looking to sell your home, I have something very important to share with you. Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and you need to call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of Keller Williams. Why? Because Sarah and Debbie have over 4,100 qualified, ready home buyers ready to buy now. The fact is, Debbie and Sarah have more buyers, which means more money and a faster sale for you. Debbie and Sarah are so confident your home will sell, they will guarantee it in writing. If your home doesn't sell, Debbie and Sarah will buy it at a price agreeable to both of you. Any agent can stick a sign in your yard. Make sure you choose the right real estate agent that can get your home sold. Debbie and Sarah Reynolds will get your home sold fast for top dollar, and they guarantee it. Call the only team I would trust. That's Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call them now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
When you feel
Are you on the side of the bicyclist or on the side of God? Brian and Larry, tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 on WMAL.
Welcome back to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. My name is Michelle Wright. Let me give you our phone number. It's 800-611-1952. Email Larry at larry@retirementprotectionradio.com. Of course, that is Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with I Second That Emotion. And we've been hearing that song on our radios for the past 48 years. At age 75, Smokey is still performing, including a recent gig at the White House. I recently saw a special on Smokey Robinson singing, and he can still really hit those high notes. And that's unbelievable because I couldn't hit those high notes when I was like five. So I really appreciate it. When you think about the direction of the U.S. economy, how do you feel? CNBC's Steve Leisman cites some results from the All-American Survey. Here's what he said.
Democrats, one of the most perennial optimistic groups in the country, dropping big time in their net optimism. College graduates, usually positive, they went negative. Retirees went negative. And even the wealthy, usually one of the more optimistic groups, they went negative. Current state of the economy, okay. I'll look for the future, not so good.
So when we hear that and the confidence level of folks that you meet, Larry, what is that? Are they optimistic about their personal economies?
Pretty much everybody that comes in, and this really counts for people that have amassed a lot of money, some people that have amassed a moderate amount, and some people that are just going to get by in retirement. Pretty much everybody is concerned about where the economy is going. I mean, you look at China, just watch the news. I watch CNBC Squawk Box every morning. I click around on the channels while I drink coffee. So all you have to do is watch the news, and you'll see that China is slowing, Europe is slowing, Asia is slowing. So all these markets out there, the demand for products and services is slowing, which means we have less of an opportunity to sell and make money back here in the U.S. And as we passed earnings season, we see that a lot of the big corporations, their revenues have fallen. So it's not looking that rosy out there, even though the U.S. is the only, I would say, generally speaking, of course, bright spot out there worldwide. So we're just barely etching along, and I think people feel that. So my point is this: fix your economy, own your retirement. If you can move money into one of these hybrid products that we talk about, that would be a great thing. Michelle, I'm looking at a graph right now in front of me, okay? And it shows the actual and back-tested performance in which this index, it's a J.P. Morgan index, experienced a 69% higher compound annual return than the S&P 500 with 79% less volatility.
Wow.
Let me back up to the key phrase there. 69% higher compound annual return than the S&P, and that was actually over a 15-year period. Why do I mention that? Because with some of these hybrid products, Michelle, this one an example, I can take this J.P. Morgan index that an insurance company came along, and this happens to be one of the largest insurance companies in our country. The insurance company took that index and wrapped it in an indexed annuity. So why is that so good? Well, because I can have an index that historically beat the S&P by 69%. I can have that index with no market-linked downside risk.
Wow.
Because it's wrapped in the annuity that guarantees me no market-linked losses. But if you know index annuities, if you know the old school models, you know there's caps limiting your growth. You know there's spreads coming off the top. You know there are fees in there and all those things that drag down your results. But this specific hybrid, Michelle, I have no caps on it, no spreads, and no fees as long as you don't add one of the income riders. No caps, no spreads, no fees. And I actually, because this particular insurance company is called a mutual company, which means they return, like as if you're a shareholder, they return value back to the policy owners.
Right.
I can actually get, are you ready?
I'm ready.
120% of this index to you in a risk-free environment with no caps, fees, or spreads. That is an index put out by J.P. Morgan, managed by J.P. Morgan, that again beat the S&P 500 annualized return over 15 years by 69%. You can have all of the upside and none of the downside.
I know everyone out there is thinking, how do I get that? Will that work for me? Let me give you the phone number so you can call Larry and find out. It's 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Stay tuned. We'll have more Retirement Protection Radio coming up on the way next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 10:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Post-game analysis from last Thursday's hearings on the Benghazi incidents coming in this morning. Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy says the fact that it was televised might have hampered some progress.
I can just tell you that of the 50-some-odd interviews we have done thus far, the vast majority of them have been private, and you don't see the bickering among the members of Congress in private interviews. You don't see any of that.
But Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings says they needed to have a balance of perspectives.
Think about it. If you listen to the questions that were being asked by the Republicans and the way they tried to attack her, you really did need to have Democrats in the room to give the other side of the story.
They were both on NBC's Meet the Press this morning. President Obama's blaming his administration somewhat, but in a new video message, he says kids are taking too many standardized tests in school.
But I also hear from parents who rightly worry about too much testing, and from teachers who feel so much pressure to teach to a test that it takes the joy out of teaching and learning, both for them and for the students.
New policies recommend students spend no more than 2% of classroom time taking standardized tests. And two teenagers are under arrest in Spotsylvania County, accused of plotting some sort of violence at their school near Fredericksburg. Police say a 15-year-old boy and a 17-year-old boy are charged with conspiracy to commit murder. They say the school resource officer learned about the plot online. Police say the plan involved carrying out the violence with firearms and knives. We'll get to the latest WMAL traffic and weather, including all the latest on the Marine Corps marathon road closures, coming up next.
Chris Plant.
I want to support the Republican Party, but they've got to do something. You know, they've got to do the right thing. Imagine that.
9 to noon.
Yeah, that's actually what I'm saying.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
There's an old saying, a goal without a plan is nothing more than a wish. If one of your goals is a comfortable retirement, it's going to take more than just wishing to make it happen. Fortunately, Larry Spoth and the team at Retirement Protection Solutions can help. One of the biggest fears people have about retirement is outliving their assets. But Larry can show you how to set up a stream of income that'll continue through your retirement years. He'll customize a strategy to help you achieve the kind of retirement you deserve. Instead of just wishing, why not take the first step to actually making something happen? Call Larry today at 800-611-1952 and schedule a complimentary retirement review. That's 800-611-1952. Or visit retirementprotectionsolutions.com. And don't forget to join Larry Sunday mornings at 10 for Retirement Protection Radio, right here on WMAL. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
At 10:33 on a soggy Sunday morning, the first finishers of the Marine Corps Marathon about to cross the finish line right around now. We can head out back onto those roads with Dave Michaels in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still working a couple of problems right now on the outer loop. They're both on the eastbound side. One's going to be right over Connecticut Avenue, and the other one is right around Georgia Avenue. So between those two, we're starting to see a little bit of a slowdown because of those accidents. Also be aware of some road blockages as the Marine Corps Marathon still continues on. It'll be that way until about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Now, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For the marathon, on and off rain through around noon today. After that, we go to mostly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, we're down to the mid-40s. For tomorrow, low 60s under partly cloudy skies. Overcast on Tuesday, only getting into the upper 50s and back to the upper 60s, but rainy for most of the day on Wednesday. Right now, 56 in Centerville, 55 degrees in Damascus. We're at 57 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Chris Plant, weekdays 9 to noon on Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well,
Welcome back to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. My name is Michelle Wright. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy weekend schedule to join us. We appreciate it. Let me give you our phone number. It's 800-611-1952. The email, larry@retirementprotectionradio.com. Of course, that is country music superstar and seven-time Grammy Award winner Carrie Underwood with Smoke Break. That's off her brand new CD entitled Storyteller, which is available for download and in stores now. Now, we got an exclusive sneak peek of Carrie's new music and her new CD at a release party. And you know what? Carrie says she's super excited.
I'm very excited about Storyteller. I mean, I feel like we've been working on it for a really long time, and it's a bit of a different sound for me. So far, so good. With Smoke Break, it's been going really well, so I just hope that continues.
We hope it continues as well. And, you know, we also talked to Carrie about getting help from a financial professional because, you know, Carrie went from nobody to a superstar thanks to American Idol. And here's what she had to say about that.
It's very important to just have people that are knowledgeable and they're constantly updating you and informing you and are ready to answer questions and people that you can go to whenever you're thinking about doing something new or thinking about buying something new or investing in a different way. It's nice to have people that you can reach.
So Larry, talking about discussing and having conversations and communication with your financial professional, how important is it for you to be available to your clients whenever they have concerns?
It's very important, like she says. I mean, life changes, and sometimes we need a second set of eyes. And I have people come into my office and say, well, I have a financial advisor, and I kind of like him or her, and I think it's good. I said, well, it's good you're here, because even if you don't do what I suggest you do, that's okay. At least you learn that there's an alternative product or tool or method out there. So, for example, let's say RMDs hit.
Right.
And let's say you hadn't really planned. Now what? Well, we can plan now and we can fix the problem. But if you started way before the RMDs hit, let's say, example, age 62, I'm going to run a real life example for you here. Mm-hmm. You would have been in a lot better position. So let me kind of show you that example. So,
and let me just interrupt you real quick, because I want to make sure that I understand. RMDs hit when you're about 70 and a half, and that's when the IRS kind of wants to get their portion of your retirement.
Good point. Thank you. So earlier in the program, we talked about some of the taxes and some of the things that hit you in retirement that you need to plan now and own your own economy, right? Own your own retirement, because mm-hmm. we can no longer count on the government to help us out, let's right. say, for example, right? So RMD, required minimum distribution. So if you're over 59 and a half, it's time to plan. And here's why. Here's my example. I had a single male. He was age 62, mm-hmm. and he had $300,000 in an IRA. So that's a tax-qualified plan, which means at age 70 and a half, he's going to have to take a required minimum distribution. The IRS is going to force him to take a certain amount of money out so that the IRS can collect taxes. Mm. That's the reason.
Gotcha.
Okay. And some people want to take it out for income and others don't. Everybody's different. But in this example, he had $300,000. So I showed him how he could roll that money over into one of these hybrid products, and he can capture that 10% gain that we're always talking about. So the 10% was added in right there on top. Mm. Okay. Cash gain. Then moving forward, I showed him how we eliminated market-linked losses. So now he can capture indexed gains based on the S&P. But if the market goes down, he loses nothing. He's protected now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then we wanted to add the income rider. So the income rider value that he rolled over $300,000 got a 10% match plus 7% fixed every year. And that's guaranteed by a legal reserve insurance company, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So his $300,000, Michelle, got the 10% match, 7%, 7%, 7% every year. So at age 71, so he's going to take RMDs at 70 and a half, 71, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So his 300 grew to 649. Again, that's 116% growth guaranteed in a non-risk environment.
Wow.
Okay? That
yeah.
right there alone should be enough.
Yeah.
But his 300 grew to 649, which created an income of $37,326, but that income was guaranteed for life, Michelle.
Wow.
Okay, guaranteed for life. And so we wanted to find out, well, where would I have been if I had taken RMDs. So let's go back to age 62. Let's pretend he stayed in his IRA, and let's pretend his $300,000 grew at 4%, probably more than you're going to actually get. But it grew at 4%, so his value, if he stayed in the IRA, would be $412. And the income created because of the required minimum distribution, the RMD, would be about $15,000 a year, give or take some change. And in a spend down. So what I mean by that is, now that you're in your IRA and you hit the RMD, you're withdrawing money. What happens if the market goes down even a little bit and you're withdrawing money?
Right. You're at a loss then.
You're in a spend down. You're going to draw that account down potentially to zero. That's the biggest fear of retirees, is running out of money in old age. But we can't see the future, so we don't know exactly when, but you're in a spend down.
Right.
Okay, so had he grown at 4% per year, his RMD would be about $15,000 a year. But if back when he was 62, he rolled over and utilized the income rider, what did I tell you the income would be? $37,000 a year.
That's huge. That's more than double each year. And the $37,000 is guaranteed for life.
That's exactly right, Michelle. So when we lay it out there, let's say you're 71 and you can go back in time to age 62. I can guarantee you $37,000 a year, or you could stay in your IRA at 4% returns every year with no loss, and your income would be $15,000 a year. You want 37 or 15?
I want 37.
Yeah, not only that, but it's guaranteed for life.
Yeah.
And because we use these hybrid models, Michelle, I know you know the answer. You die, right?
Yes.
You pass away happily ever after. What happens to all the money in your account?
If I have a hybrid, it goes to my beneficiaries.
That's exactly right. The old school annuities that we hate, and there's tons of them out there, Michelle, thousands. So you better be careful when you're looking at annuities. So we compete insurance companies against each other so we can do things like this. Maximize your income, beat required minimum distributions, solve that problem of a spend down, and just enjoy a higher income that's guaranteed for life. I mean, that just makes sense, doesn't it? If you stayed in your higher risk IRA, 401k, TSP, whatever it is, and you didn't solve these problems, and you ran out of money in old age, or maybe your income was decreased, even while inflation's going up.
Right.
Your income was decreased, and you called up the IRS and you said, hey, look, things haven't worked out well. I need a helping hand here because because the RMD seems to have spent down my account. Now I have to take a decreasing income to save my asset, but I have to offset inflation and these healthcare rules that have come out and all these different things. Can you give me a little extra? Is the IRS, this is almost like a joke.
Exactly.
It is a joke. Is the IRS going to lend you a helping hand?
Not at all. If the IRS even answers the call.
They won't answer. Unless you're late, they won't answer.
Right.
But so here's my point. There are tools out there to solve these problems and to secure your retirement. So we'll lend you a helping hand and teach you how these things work, so that you have the knowledge, and if it's suitable and if it meets your needs and goals, we'll help you. And Michelle, let me ask you this. How much do I charge for a free income? Oh, I gave it away. How much do I charge for an income plan?
You don't charge. It's complimentary for anybody who calls in and sets up an appointment.
That's right. How much do I charge for a consultation?
You don't charge anything. It's a complimentary consultation.
And do I throw a hard sales pitch on people?
Not at all. It's really about education because, again, I know you, Larry, and I know that you hate to be sold anything. So that's not how you operate.
I hate being sold. But, hey, before I flipped over the sheet and I remembered, I made another RMD example. Let's do another quickie, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Because that one was for somebody that was 62.
Right.
You know, and so now let's say this guy is age 70.
Right,
and
he's there.
He's there. The RMDs are knocking on his door. IRS has got their hand out, or I should say a bucket, right?
Yeah.
And so he's got $400,000, let's say, in an IRA. And so I know next year his RMD is going to be $14,598. And I know because of the RMD, he's going to be in some type of a spend down. He's going to be spending down his asset and potentially run out of money. But if I took that $400,000, I rolled it over, I captured the free 10% match. So I gave him $40,000 into his retirement account, and I gave him a 7% growth rate guaranteed on his income rider. So at the end of the first year, Michelle, that's 17% growth.
Wow.
And so I know in this case, single male, age 71, his income is $25,894 a year. What did I tell you the RMD was? $14,598.
Right.
So you stay in your IRA and take $14,598 and go ahead and spend it down. Have a nice day. Or go ahead and take $25,894 for life guaranteed by an A-rated legal reserve, 100% solvent, regulated insurance company. You pick.
I'm going to pick the $25,000. I'm going to pick the, you know I was a communications major, but I'm going with more.
Well, your math, they must have taught you some math there because you just did very, very well. But do you see my point of owning your economy, owning your retirement, trying to get those tax problems, wrestle them down, get control of them with higher guaranteed income and eliminate market link losses. Get rid of as many problems as you can and offset the ones you can't get rid of, like taxes.
Absolutely. And so let me give you the phone number, because if you're sitting there, you're thinking, yeah, I need to figure out how to do that. And I want to know how this will work for me and my specific situation and my scenario. Let me give you the phone number so you can give Larry a call. It's 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. You can always shoot Larry an email, larry@retirementprotectionradio.com, or head to the web, retirementprotectionradio.com. Now, speaking of taking control of your own economy, that's what a lot of the wealthier folks do, including Vanguard founder Jack Bogle. In a recent interview, Jack says he adjusted his investing strategy to become a little more conservative. On CNBC, he gave his thoughts on investing. Here's what he said.
Start now. Keep investing. When the prices go down, be happy. You know, people don't seem to understand that when the markets are at highs, it's great for sellers and bad for buyers. And when the markets go way down, it's great for buyers and bad for sellers. These are the markets. This is the great casino out there. So just ignore all the noise.
So Jack Bogle's talking about how this is the great casino. But there comes a point where whenever I go to Atlantic City or Vegas, I need to take my money off the table and keep it safe so I can actually return home and have money. So, Larry, how can we not be concerned about losing a bunch of money and, as we talked about, outliving our funds?
Great question. I'm going to answer that in two ways. When you look at a guy like Jack Bogle, founder of Vanguard, okay, so when the markets are down, he's probably got a couple of billion or hundreds of million laying there on the sidelines so that he can go in there and buy stocks at a low price. But I don't, and you might not, and the listeners might not either.
Right.
Okay, and if you do, buy low, sell high, right? Everybody
right.
knows that.
Exactly.
But so he said he can switch to more of a conservative means of investing, meaning he's trying to set up a position where when the markets go down or they're very, very volatile like today, hopefully he's going to lose less.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, I'm not satisfied with losing any money. I don't like it.
Right.
So when I invest for my future income, for my future retirement, I'm looking at these hybrid products because, going back to Jack Bogle, why do you get conservative? Because you want to lose less money.
Right.
Right? You want to try to find a safe environment, but yet still grow some money. We don't want to stick our money in a bank,
right?
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So that's why we look at these indexes like I'd mentioned before. We have this J.P. Morgan index, and I'll read it again. I'm looking at the graph, and it shows the actual and back-tested performance in which the index experienced a 69% higher compound annual return than the S&P with 79% less volatility. So this J.P. Morgan index beat the S&P by 69%, okay?
Mm.
And then we wrapped that index in an annuity, in a hybrid annuity. And again, why is that so great? Because now we eliminated downside risk
right.
of loss. So what did Jack Bogle try to do? He tried to tamp down his potential losses by doing conservative investments. But when you invest conservatively, what happens to your growth? It's lessened because you're conservative. Your investments are conservative. So we can take this index, and we solved the risk problem because we wrapped it in an annuity, a specific type of annuity, okay? So we got this index that beat the S&P by 69% compound annual. It beat the S&P by that much. That's huge, Michelle.
Yeah, it is.
But anytime you follow an index, you have downside risk.
Right.
But we wrapped the index in the annuity, so the life insurance company that partnered with J.P. Morgan is guaranteeing us no market-linked risk of loss. So you don't have to move into investments that are super conservative, but you still might lose money. When you're sitting here looking at an index that has averaged so well against the S&P,
right.
and we have no downside risk.
Absolutely. So we got to go to break. I got to cut you off. But let me give everyone the phone number because you're going to want to find out how this works for you and your specific scenario. 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Stay tuned. We'll have more Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoff on the way next.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
There's an old saying, a goal without a plan is nothing more than a wish. If one of your goals is a comfortable retirement, it's going to take more than just wishing to make it happen. Fortunately, Larry Spoff and the team at Retirement Protection Solutions can help. One of the biggest fears people have about retirement is outliving their assets. But Larry can show you how to set up a stream of income that'll continue through your retirement years. He'll customize a strategy to help you achieve the kind of retirement you deserve. Instead of just wishing, why not take the first step to actually making something happen? Call Larry today at 800-611-1952 and schedule a complimentary retirement review. That's 800-611-1952. Or visit retirementprotectionsolutions.com. And don't forget to join Larry Sunday mornings at 10 for Retirement Protection Radio, right here on WMAL. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
It's fall. You know what that means, right? Pumpkin spice, crisp breezes, the crunch of leaves, and sweaters. OMG, sweaters. Except, have you even looked at your sweaters recently? Are some of them a little musty? Are a few of them stiff enough to use as body armor? It's probably time to visit Zips Dry Cleaners. Zips will dry clean any sweater for just $2.29. That's less than the no-foam half-fat double-shot triple mocha latte extra skinny breve you spilled on it last year. And the same low flat rate we charge to dry clean any other garment, from dresses to jackets. Since we use the same high-quality process as full-price dry cleaners, you don't have to worry about how your clothes will come out. Just drop them in by 9, get them back by 5, and at half the price of other dry cleaners, you can make sure all your sweaters are as fresh and clean as the day you bought them. Zips Dry Cleaners. We clean clothes with a clean conscience.
Visit one of Zips' 41 locations or go to 321zips.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend The Vaccine Lie with Dr. Bryce Miller on Wednesday, October 28th at 7:30 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com.
At Novec, our values power everything we do. We work around the clock to ensure your power stays on. We teach young people how to stay safe around electricity. We keep costs low, with Novec's rates being lower today than they were 6 years ago. And we're generating renewable energy to help ensure a bright future. At Novec, these values power everything we do. Novec, powerful values that power your life.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Welcome back to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoff. I'm Michelle Wright. Let me give you our phone number. It's 800-611-1952. Of course, that is Lenny Kravitz and Are You Gonna Go My Way? And The Rocker is embarking on yet another career, because along with his numerous albums, Lenny Kravitz has also starred in a number of movies, including the Hunger Games movies, and now He's getting into furniture design. His design firm has teamed up with a retailer, CB2, to start selling his pieces. So Lenny Kravitz is kind of a renaissance man, we'll call it. And he definitely is able to fix his own economy because he's got income streams coming from all over. But Larry, we talked about that today of how we can fix our own economy and really take control over that. And I want to go over that a little bit in case folks missed it.
That's right. And so fixing your own economy, owning your own economy, owning your own retirement, and eliminating those market-linked risks is paramount to solving your overall income problem. Because today we talked about two different tools, two different products, right? And I'll review just a little bit here, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have that one hybrid index annuity, and why it's so great is because the income rider on it is so strong, where we get a 10% match on our money plus 7% growth every year. And following that example I gave earlier, not only did it beat your RMDs, your required minimum distributions if you're in that age group, by almost double.
Mm-hmm.
In that 10-year period, it showed 116% growth with no market link risk of loss at all. Nothing.
Wow.
Because the legal reserve insurance company protected your downside. And the reason is because we're indexed. And we talk about that on our show. So listen next week and you'll learn. But that's what it does. Then we looked at another hybrid product we have here. And this particular J.P. Morgan index, the insurance company wrapped an annuity around it. And why that's so great is this. This particular J.P. Morgan index back-tested its performance all the way back for 15 years, and it experienced a 69% higher compound annual return than the S&P 500. 69% higher than the S&P 500. But then we wrapped it in the annuity, Michelle. So that means you can have that index with no caps, no spreads, no fees, and no downside risk as guaranteed by the insurance company. How would you like to have that index with essentially no market risk?
I would love to have that index. And I know I'm not the only one, so I'm going to give you the phone number so you can call Larry and find out more about it. It's 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Larry, believe it or not, we're at the end of another Retirement Protection Radio program. I know you want to say so long to everybody.
Well, another great Sunday gone by, Michelle. I wish we could stay on the air longer, but you know, with all the information we put out, give us a call. There's no cost to it. There's no sales pitch. Learn how these programs work and move forward educated and hopefully in a better position. Have a great Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spa. For a free personal appointment, call Larry Spa today at 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Or visit him online at retirementprotectionradio.com. Tune in next Sunday for more Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spa right here on WMAL.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It can't be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You're encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 800-611-1952.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I agree with you 1,000%.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't you love that?
Where Washington comes to talk.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-795-5658 now to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-795-5658 and you'll also get free tickets to a training workshop that includes a free meal, a smartphone watch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-795-5658. That's 800-795-5658. Call now.
If you're among the 45 million Americans who suffer from headaches, the National Headache Foundation wants you to know there are simple steps you can take to reduce headache risk and live life more fully when you're affected by a headache. The NHF suggests these 7 healthy habits of headache sufferers. First up, your diet. Eat regular meals and avoid foods or drinks that are known to trigger headaches. Maintain a regular sleep schedule, including weekends and vacations. Implement stress reduction techniques into your daily life. Keep a diary of when your headaches occur, along with any triggers, and share them with your healthcare provider. See your healthcare provider to specifically talk about your headaches. Be an informed participant in your treatment and be an advocate for your headache care. And finally, be educated and up to date on the latest headache news and treatment options. For more information, visit the National Headache Foundation online at headaches.org or call 888-NHF-5552. A public service from the National Headache Foundation.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.